You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. It's a short practice on Thursday for the Kansas City Chiefs. We heard from defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, new Chiefs defensive end Carlos Dunlap, wide receiver Sky Moore, and right tackle Andrew Wiley. We'll go in that order, starting with Spags. After that, we'll follow things up with Carlos Dunlap. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll hear from Sky Moore and Andrew Wiley. Here's Steve Spagnuolo.
Make sure that they're all aware that nothing's won right now. Nothing's carved in stone right now in terms of who's playing where and what. Now, we'll eventually get there. But, you know, and the other thing is when you're at any position, when you're maybe playing with the third group, and all the third group guys are all young, it doesn't go off quite as smooth, you know what I mean? So sometimes we put him at the first group to see how he functions when everybody's functioning fast. You're working with Nick, you know, and so that's a reason why we put Jalen up there a little bit to see what he functions like. I thought he's had two really good practices. I mean, were you in yesterday in the indoor there? The first couple of snaps there, I thought he did a really nice job in coverage. And he's come along. He was kind of a slow mover early. I think he's kind of figuring out that that doesn't really work at this level. So you got to practice everything fast.
Over like the past 10 years, he just gets the quarterback. Why do you think he's just such a knack for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's done it for a long time, and the system he was in Cincinnati all those years was kind of conducive to him. Mike Zimmer had him for a long time, and what they were doing, it was a four-down system, call it what you want. I mean, we're multiple now, so we're in a couple different things, but I think he functions well outside. We talked to him about playing inside. We'll see where that goes. I'm not really sure. I want to get him comfortable at one spot first. But again, I go back to the length, and he knows how to get to the quarterback. I mean, sometimes that's just innate. I always say 70% of pass rushers want to, not necessarily technique.
How has Trent been settling in your estimation?
Great job. I think he's done an outstanding job. Now, we'll probably move him around a little bit too. But we need to get him settled in a spot eventually. I think he's competed really well with the bunch of really good veteran wideouts we have. The thing I like about Trent is when it hasn't gone great for him, he's not one of those guys that sticks his head in the sand. He's bounces right back up. That's a good quality.
Steve, in terms of detail about Josh Williams and what stood out to you about him so far?
Dave Merritt and I both like the way he presses at the line of scrimmage. He's really bought into the technique we use. It's not comfortable for everybody, but he has bought into it. He's trying to do things exactly the way we ask him. And if he keeps doing that, I think he'll get better and better.
Is there some value in having, you got Dunlap, you've got Frank Clark, to just another voice in their veteran to help George Perloff?
Yeah, you just never know. Like, every veteran is not a vocal leader. I don't know that about Carlos yet. Like, I don't know if he's the silent assassin leader or if he's the vocal leader or if he just leads by example. I mean, we'll figure that out. I don't know him well enough. We'll figure it out, though.
George talked about the importance of Frank Clark after practice, him going through, you know, different things and
yeah,
helping him out. What have you seen from Frank as far as from the mentorship part of it?
Frank is really taking it upon himself this year to be that kind of guy. Now, what that tells me when George is saying that is that he wants to receive that kind of information. And if he's talking about it, that means he enjoys it. You know, some guys don't. Every personality is different, but George is a sponge. He does that with everything. He's over there asking me questions. He's asking Joe questions. He's asking Terry questions, every vet that he can. He'll text Coach Cullen questions. I mean, that's a pretty good trait, right? Maybe he's texting Frank questions, too. I don't know. But
Frank talked about some of the physical changes that he made in the offseason.
I missed you, sir.
Frank talked about some of the physical changes. What have you seen from him physically? With, you know, he dropped weight,
yeah,
cut alcohol and red meat out of his diet. a lot different than last year?
He does. He looks lean right now. But listen, Frank, I've always said this about Frank. He's powerful from here down. Way back when I was in Philadelphia, we had a guy by the name of Hugh Douglas. Now, Hugh was thicker than Frank, but I always would watch Hugh, and I just felt like the reason he was such a good player was because of how strong he was from here down, not necessarily what he had up top. And so even though Frank may look a little light, his long arms and his explosiveness from the hips down, I think he still has that.
For George, is that a difference that you've seen compared to years past where he's being more vocal?
When George says that, I mean, I'm being honest, I don't know that, I don't see that. I mean, I take George at his word that Frank's talking to him, but I can't recollect back in other years. I mean, when Mike Dana came in here, you might want to ask Mike, when you came in as a rookie, was Frank the same way with you as he is to George right now? So I let the players roll on that. Yeah, a lot. The guy's a good football player, and he picks up things quickly, wants to know everything. Like, he's a sponge. He's a lot like George. He wants to know the whole thing. It looks pretty natural to him right now. Now, we'll see when we get in a real game, but that part I like.
Steve, in terms of player evaluation, are the preseason games any better for you than what you see out here on a real practice day?
I think in some ways, because there's a little bit more pressure, right? There's people watching. They know that every other team has got an eyeball on them. And anytime we can put pressure on these guys, in my opinion, it's a good thing. So I value the preseason games.
So with that said, are there guys you're particularly interested in getting a look at when you guys play?
Yeah, this year, with all the new faces, there's quite a few. Now, I don't know how Coach Reed will want to navigate that. I mean, whatever the head coach. Yeah, that's up to Andy, really.
Everybody's going to play.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of how much. And
but there's nobody you're particularly eager to get a look at, whether that's a lot of
you're talking about in a game situation. As a general rule, the signal callers, the guys at the mic line, the backup positions, and the guy at the safeties positions, because we're going to need that when it's all said and done. So if nobody in particular, but those spots in particular.
Yeah. But as far as dropping back in coverage, is that a point of emphasis where you
he'll get through that. Those guys develop that. I mean, is it going to be a little bit new to him right now? Yeah. Is he better going forward than backward right now? Yeah, because it's all new. But once he starts to figure it out, I think he's going to be fine.
Dave Toth talked about him young players being able to he can pick up as far as like if they're able to be out there and they know exactly he can tell exactly what how good they are.
Yeah.
How long does it take for you?
Well, good in terms is a couple different goods. You know, good physically, but you're gonna be able to tell that, and what you and I were talking about, the mental part of it. I always test. You guys don't always see the walkthroughs we do. I call them ACTs, alignment, communication, and technique. I do them fast. Now we got just some managers running around, but I do them fast on purpose because I'm looking at them and seeing how fast they're thinking. To do a walkthrough as a slow deal, I don't get any feedback out of that. So we're always testing them that way too.
Coach, you know what you have in Rashad Sammy. He's missed a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
With the competition going on at the cornerback position, how do you anticipate working Fenton into this mix?
He's going to get right in there and be competing with that same group. I mean, he's played some good football for us, especially on the outside. We just want to get him healthy and get him back there. I'm anxious to get him back out there and rolling. I'm looking forward to it. He'll be right in there. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
What were some of the main factors that great opportunity with a great organization, what they've done the last few years, playing against them on the other side of the ball? I wanted to add what I, my specialties to it, and we felt like we had mutual interest.
Was it a difficult decision? Did you have several other teams that you had to decide from?
Yes, there were a couple other teams, and then obviously, these last week or so, ever since camp started, things heated up. But I liked what I heard from the Chiefs. That's why I came out here to meet with them in person to see how I fit, see how they would use me, see how I would contribute, see if it was a fit, and I'm here.
Did any specific players recruit you at all?
No.
You know that you work out with Orlando Brown and also Chris Jones down in Miami. How much did they talk to you? How much did you ask them about Kansas City?
I didn't, well, with the offers and stuff, they weren't down there at the same time. I think they were in OTAs when the first offer came. So I didn't really get that, but I had trained with them. We had worked out together, did all our stuff, you know, normal individually, you know, not knowing that I was going to be a Chief. So when I was here, when I got here today, he's like, we didn't even know this was going to be a real thing. Both of them pretty much said that. So it's kind of cool that we already got to know each other a little bit this offseason because we've been working together.
Coach, you signed a little bit later in free agency. What went into just that timetable for you?
Patience, you know. This is my 13th year. I've done it 12 different ways. So I wanted to make sure I made an educated decision and went with the team, you know, where, you know, there was, you know, mutual interest in, you know, my ability to play and how I would be used and the opportunity to win. Because at this point, you know, I've done a lot of football. One of the things I have not done is, you know, I haven't got over 100 sacks. I haven't won a playoff game and haven't clearly won a Super Bowl. So those are things that I would like to do at this point in my career. And I'm in hot pursuit. And I feel like this team gives me a great opportunity, the best opportunity to do it. So, you know.
Speaking of sacks, you've been able to get at least 6 since 2011. What goes into that consistency of just being able to get to the quarterback and make your mind?
My routine. So that's one of the big things that I'm trying to establish and figure out here. Today was the first day. So I contributed to my routine, my work ethic, my team that helps with my routine. So I got to find all the people here, delegate those tasks, and just get a routine and a rhythm going.
From either Andy Reid or Steve Spagnuolo when you were having those initial conversations and then when you were here before making the decision to sign?
The opportunity to play in every down, obviously we'll be rolling because we got a young bull, first round pick, who has a lot of talent. Sky's the limit for him. So the opportunity to play in every down, you know, at this point in my career, because I've been a closer in so many games and have 96 sacks in my career, you know, they try to correlate, you know, with being older, taking down your snaps, but featuring you in passing situations. But I like to eat and wherever you put on the table, you know. I like
first down, just as much as third.
Yeah, I like first. I mean, I could say it just like that. Yeah, first and second downs are just as important to me as third down. Obviously, I've done many things on third down, closed many games on third down, but I feel like if you impact the game early on first and second down, you can put the game away even sooner. And clearly these guys have lit up the scoreboard many and one time. So look forward to contributing my strengths to what they already do well here.
You're 4 sacks away from 100. Do you have something special planned if you get that 4 sack?
No, because getting over 100 puts me, in the top, I think I need 103 to get in the top 50-something or 40-something. So I want to shrink that down to at least get to, you know, maybe top 25, 32. So 100 is a big milestone that I will, you know, enjoy and celebrate and be proud of. But 4 sacks on the year is not my goal. As I, you know, try to average 8. He said 6 the last few years, but I try to average 8 a year. And I want to go for more than that, obviously. And I put my money where my mouth is with the deal we did, structured it that way for, you know, the incentives to increase it.
I understand you just got here yesterday, and then today was your first time actually observing the practice from the sidelines. Yes. What are your impressions so far as you look at what Steve Spagnuolo's defensive scheme wants you to do and how you fit there?
That's a tough question you should ask me in a couple of days because I'm still learning the defense. I was up to about midnight last night trying to catch up on the install. I believe they're, you know, a few installs ahead of me. I got 2 or 3 of them in yesterday, but today will be the day that I'm going to get with Coach one-on-one and get through it. You know, obviously, you know, it's camp, so there's a lot of things, moving parts going on. Haven't had opportunity yet to sit and just go through it with them, so we're going to do that. So, you know, give me a little bit of time to answer that question. Coach Cullen, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was another thing that showed the importance of, you know, them wanting me to get here because it's obviously camp. I landed at, 10:30, got here at like 11:30, and the whole staff was here. They had all the things that I wanted to get answered, question. Each one of them spent time with Coach Reed one-on-one eating pizza. Then we went in there with Spags and Coach Cullen, watched some tape, basically showed me where I would be, the defense they run, how they call it, his rhythm. And I liked where I fit, so, you know, that morning I signed, yeah. So clearly that night was worth it to them and worth it to me, and clearly them taking that initiative to do it in camp, knowing, you know, early days. Like today, I was woken up at six in the morning for a drug test, and you know, I didn't have to be up till 9. So you know, I know they have early mornings, so that was pretty dope for them to take that time to answer my questions and take that initiative to, you know, get me here.
You played with Russell Wilson the last couple of years. Are you excited to go up against him since now he's with the Denver Broncos? We get two cracks at him this year.
I definitely have looked at the schedule. Russ is my guy. There's no personal vendetta versus him, but he's on the other side, so I have a job to do just as well as he does. But there's a lot of things on that schedule that I liked and played into my decision as well. So looking forward to getting after it.
Carlos, you mentioned that young goal on George Karloftis. Yeah. What do you feel like is your opportunity to help a young guy like that? And who were some veterans maybe helped you when you entered?
I came up in a different game. I didn't have the greatest vets, you know, in my day because, you know, hazing and all that wasn't exactly illegal or frowned upon. It was encouraged. So, for him, I think the best thing I can give him is, you know, my perspective from experience and try to add to what he already does well. Clearly, he was a first-round pick. I wasn't. So he has something that they saw that they like and they see the potential in him. So I would like to give him whatever tool that I can from my perspective to help him unlock what he already does well. I'm not trying to change him to me. You know, I'm here to – I got a job to do. You know, they already told me what my role will be. And, you know, helping grooming him and helping all the young players along the way is – part of why I understand, you know, my role is at this point in my career, as well as winning and closing games along with them.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Carlos.
Appreciate it.
Welcome to Kansas City, man.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was a one-on-one rep. I just kind of like tweaked it a little bit, fell in an awkward way, and I'm cool now, but it was just a minor tweak.
Coach Hill said, looking at you, punt returner, how are you getting acclimated to that?
Yeah, really just, I haven't really done it too much in game in college, so it's really just getting a feel for when I can take it, when I got a fair catch, and just doing the fundamentals of catching a punt. So it's going good, though.
Something you did a lot of high school,
college? Yeah, I've always been that type of player, just to, you know, that's like at the beginning stages of coming in, I feel like always is the jet sweeps. I'm always getting the jet sweeps. So it's nothing new for real.
What do you like maybe about those particular plays, maybe more so than route running?
I like getting, you know, just getting the ball fast. The faster you can get the ball, the faster you can make something happen with it. So that's what I like about those plays.
This is a complex offense. How do you feel, especially with some of the plays you are able to make out here, how do you feel you are with the playbook, and how close are you to this is going to be like second nature to you?
Yeah, it's going to be a process because it is a complex offense, but like it's starting to click, you know? So like everything, I feel like everything in this offense, like is counters. Like we run this play and this play is a counter to that play, you know? So like once you get like the basics of everything, it starts to click a whole lot faster.
What's it do for you guys sort of hear Pat sort of explain what he wants on certain routes, yeah. And then that's actually try to adjust and go with it as we go along the camp?
I mean, at the end of the day, he got the keys to the car, so just tell me what you want me to do. That's how I look at that. Just how he wants it done this way, I'm gonna do it that way. So that's really all that is.
And when you guys have connected on deeper routes, just what does that do for you mentally, psychologically, the excitement of what might be on game day later on this year?
Really, just not just Pat, but for all the quarterbacks, just getting that timing and being able to translate that into a game day feeling, you know, is very important. So just any deep ball connection is a plus out here.
Speaking of those deep balls, we've heard other guys talk about that they Pat tells them just keep running, right?
Yeah.
He can't overthrow you. How much has he explained that to you?
Man, that's like with Pat, you're not getting underthrown here. So, yeah. You know, we're just a bunch of minions out there running.
Like, McColl does a lot of the same things. It looks like you might be asked to do, too. So, is he a guy you're leaning on a little bit in camp, or who else is on that list?
It's really everybody. I lean on the whole room. Just, if I got a question, everybody's open to answer, and we all bounce each other's ideas off each other. So, you know, Juju, MVS, McColl, Cornell, like, everybody. We're just helping each other.
How would you describe Eric Bieniemy as a coach and a coordinator after working with him for a while now?
He's just a hard, how can I put it? He's going to demand the best out of you. And that's my favorite type of coach. Just, you know what I can do and I know what I can do. And sometimes it might get hard, but he's going to get it out of you. And that's what I love about him.
We've seen you connect on a number of deep balls. That's everyone that's been kind of insane. What's it like to track down a Patrick Mahomes deep ball?
Once it's in the air, you just got to keep your eyes on it and just look it in. That's all it is. Just anybody, not just Pat. It's just anytime the ball's in the air, it's about concentration. So it's been going decent for me.
So have you had a moment where you kind of pinch yourself, though, think, like catching ball from a Super Bowl MVP, former league MVP? I mean, you've had that kind of welcome to the NFL moment with Pat yet?
It's hard to have that type of moment, like, while I'm playing. But, like, when I go back home and I, like, see a video or something, I'll be like, dang, like, that's crazy.
How much are you getting that from friends, family members so far?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I've been trying to, like, duck off a little bit while I'm at camp. But, you know, when I do look at my phone, I see what's going on. And I'm getting a lot of, praise.
I wanted to ask you, Scott, how close are you to Patrick in the film room? And what do you learn from him when you guys are going over?
Actually, we're about to go to a meeting right now, and I sit, like, right behind him. So, like, whenever I got a question, I just go tap him real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, just – and he's always able to whisper the answer to me or, like, how he wants things done. So I try to stay close to him.
How beneficial are those just mini conversations as you try to learn this thing?
Oh, well, he probably don't even know it, but, like, I'll take things and run with it. Like, he'll say things that I really, like, try to harp on, like, all right, I got to get to the alley this practice. Last practice, I didn't do that, but it's very beneficial.
Does he seem to enjoy that, giving you that feedback?
I mean, just anytime I'm on the same page as him, that's enjoyment. So I feel like it's definitely going to be beneficial for everybody.
What jumps out to you, Sky, about seeing Travis run routes?
Yeah.
What jumps out to you, given, obviously, I'm sure you've watched him throughout his career?
Before I came here, I knew Travis was, like, the best tight end in the league. But now I'm seeing why. You know what I'm saying? It's about how patient and savvy he is through his route running, and he's very smart. So it's like he's not really working too much harder. He's working smarter. He's knowing, like, oh, there's a dude out there, I'm going to give a move this way and then just hook up. You know, so it's like the knowledge that he has about the game makes him an even better route runner.
Scott, how many rookie corners in your draft class?
Yeah.
What's it been like going up against those fellow rookies every day in practice?
It's been a battle. Each one of them, they're tall, they're long, fast. So, you know, I'm not the biggest guy. So, you know, those are the guys that I'm coming with my A game with, and it's just been a battle for every single one of them.
Scott, you got to work out with Patrick in Texas. Yeah. How important, now that you're out here in practice, how beneficial was that? Getting that workout at extra rec camp.
Yeah, like I said, it was just that was another opportunity for me to see what he likes and see how he operates, you know. So it was very beneficial just to like go into his workspace. And you know, I went to Dallas. That's where, you know, that's where he's from. So it was very beneficial.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Starting spot locked in, but it seems like you're the likely starter right tackle. So,
are
you approaching this camp any different from the
same? No, not really. Nothing's ever guaranteed, especially on this team with the amount of skill we have in the O-line room. So, there's competition every day, even if it's not what it seems. That's what it is to me.
How much more comfortable are you at right tackle, having played out there last year? Because you were guard most of your career up to that point.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable out there. Now I'm just taking this time in camp to kind of add more to the right tackle game, switching up sets, just getting more comfortable. But, yeah, no, it's a comfortable position for me.
What did it mean to the room to have Orlando report to camp and not hold out?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's completely different energy out there with Orlando, man. He is a big source of energy on the O-line and the team. So, you know, it's great having him back.
Andrew, can you elaborate on that? Why is he a big source of energy, what you see from him?
You guys see, I mean, he's literally huge, and then he's always smiling, you know what I mean? So, and he's talkative. He brings, I mean, he does that. He vocalizes in the huddle. He gets everybody's energy up, kind of like the Travis Kelce type that's been doing it for years. So, yeah, he's just a great source of energy on the offense.
Andrew, I think you were first on the right tackle in that Saints game, right?
And, yeah.
When you think back to that initial game to now, just how do you sort of compare yourself to the version of
the team? You know, now I know a lot more what's going on. You know what I mean? I was in that game, I was just playing guard on the outside, you know, type of thing. Where now, you know, my game has a lot more to it out at right tackle. Like I just kind of mentioned, switching up sets. You know, I can see the defense a lot better now, too. So I've grown a lot out at right tackle, and it's very comfortable for me.
So to you build off that point, Andrew, from Pete's question, is there a difference this offseason knowing just tackle versus maybe – a year ago, it could be if they need me at guard, you know, make sure that's where.
In the offseason,
yeah.
You're saying? No, I still work both guard and tackle in the offseason. You know, I try to be that versatile piece that I kind of always have been here. So I don't stop working on my guard reps, and I continue to work on the left side as well. So the offseason for me is always kind of the same, working guard and tackle.
Can you compare this year's line to last year's? Can you compare where you are now versus where you guys were a year ago when you had so many young guys?
Yeah, those young guys are grown now, and they're good football players. So, and we brought back a lot of we got a lot of the same guys in the room. And now it's just an older room. And so we're expecting to go out there and kick a lot of ass this year, and we've got a great O-line.
From a physical standpoint, do you change up, how you build your body up in the offseason to play tackle versus guard?
Not really. Nothing. You know, I've always kind of had the same routine nutritionally and then training-wise. It's just now that I do different things when I train that are position-specific. But no, not really nutritionally. And, you know, I just kind of take the same stuff in the offseason.
You say everybody's kind of grown up, but you're the old guard. I think you're six now.
Yeah, six, yeah.
I mean, you're one of the vets in this team. I mean, how's that role for you, especially with the offensive line?
Still a weird feeling. Like, you know, I kind of started noticing it last year when we had that, you know, big overhaul of new guys on the O-line, and it was just kind of me and Mike Remmers and Nick Allegretti, you know what I mean? So still kind of a weird feeling being that vet in the room, but we got a bunch of vets in there, so you know, it's nothing too crazy.
How has Kennard adjusted to being a pro and into the room in general?
He's doing well, and you can see it every day he's improving out on the field. He's also a good source of energy in the room, good young guy to have in the O-line.
Entered this offseason, understand that you do work guard and tackle, but was there a point where the coaching staff ever come up to you and say, hey, we want you to focus more on the tackle position?
No, I mean, it was kind of implied that I'd be out at tackle this year, at least from my understanding, but, you know, I take it as kind of a personal responsibility to be able to continue to do both guard and tackle. But yeah, I guess it was implied that I would be playing tackle, and I did spend a majority of time.
Did that affect your decision when you were a free agent that you wanted to come back here to play tackle?
Yeah, I guess I entered free agency as a tackle, and teams were looking at me as a tackle, and I knew when I signed here I'd be playing tackle. But so yeah,
that answers it. You guess George in one-on-one. What do
What have you seen on the opposite side in Carlisle?
He's a physical young guy, you know, and he brings the heat. He's got a variety of different moves that he uses, and he brings the juice on that D line. So he's a fun player to go against, especially in one on ones.
When you study film, how critical are you of yourself? And what did you see last year from your work at right tackle that you felt like you need to improve on coming into this year?
Yeah, I'm very critical, as we all are in the O line room, as is Coach Heck when he's critiquing us. So there's a numerous amount of things that I continued in the offseason to work on and still working on every day in camp. Staying square, shooting the right hand, you know, specifically targeting the part of the body that you want to punch. But yeah, very, very critical of ourselves as we all are in the O line room.
Had you ever gone against Carlos Dunlap before?
I think my first start in the NFL was against the Bengals, and I think he was out there. But I was guard, and I was blocking a whole lot of Geno that game. So,
pretty good
too. Yeah, very.
Anything else? All right, go.
I appreciate y'all.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.